First Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. I'll start from verse 7. It says, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." Verse 8. "But bodily exercise profits little. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having a promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." One of the things I expect a minister to do, a preacher of the gospel, is to read through 1st and 2nd Timothy and read it very, very well. And look out for those things that Paul instructed Timothy over. He has said to him, he said, "Refuse old wives' fables, profane." And he says, "Exercise yourself." You know, if you look at those words, you know, he told him also, "Neglect not." In the second letter, he says, "Stir up." In this same letter, he says, "Withdraw yourself." You know, a preacher of the gospel is like a soldier who is always supposed to be on the alert. There's no time to not be sensitive. Some time ago, I had to go out of the country during the Christmas break. And somehow, I missed my flight. I missed my flight. And interestingly, I missed my flight the same way I missed my flight a couple of years before. I think the first time I was with Femi and we were together and we were talking. You know, it's so funny how you can be careless. We got to the airport on time. We were talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And said, okay. Was she referred around that day? She was there. She wasn't in the hospital. I'm sorry, airport. And we're talking and talking and talking. I even checked in, right? My baggage. We're talking and talking. So I said, "Femi, let me start leaving before I miss the flight." The flight I missed. So he was looking at us, "Bye." So I got the security. And then he said, "Which flight? Lagos?" I said, "Yeah, Lagos." He said, "You ought to have been here 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago." I said, "Ah." I didn't pay attention to the ticket, to the boarding pass, that there was a time in there for the security gate. So I began to sweat. All of a sudden, you start sweating. Ah. It looked like a dream. We ran around and ran around doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. I ran around and then, you know, I said, "Please, I have to go to Lagos now." The woman said, "Mr. Man, go and book another flight. You cannot make this one." I saw words of reality. Somehow, I booked another flight. So we had to stay close to the airport. I was looking up like this, counting the time. There was no time to sleep and expect to wake up that you won't miss the next one. Because I wasn't aware. I just lost. You know, and I said that story so well, laughed at it, and felt for the same thing. Just last year. I said, "What's going on?" So you missed the flight. Ha! Again? He was not feminine, he was someone like him. A member of the ministry. We were also talking and talking and talking. The same thing. Anyway, I found out that in life, you have to be alert. It's just a fact of life. Would they understand me that this has happened to me before? I know that it's not fair. You know, in Nigeria, you say, understand now, it's not easy. You know, and that's how we change every rule that we make. We make the rules, we break it. I start to explain. You know, we have a way we can say, don't you understand? My grandmother died. And I had to bury her. I know human. I know, if you are God, will you not be merciful? That's how we got to where we are today as a nation. We bring in sentiments to everything. Understand now, I was in traffic. Don't you know Lagos? There's always traffic everywhere. If I'm late, is it not just for 2 hours? Anyway, so as I was coming back, I began to observe. It was holiday, so I had to come back on Christmas Day. So I was observing. It was the same thing. I was observing. I think that one was the end of the year. That was end of the year. This one was Christmas Day. I was observing. I saw that, really, while many of us were partying and saying, on zero, yeah, baby, city, the love, because, Jesus, I forgot the song. Mary was a mother, man. Jesus Christ is. Thank you. Some guys were just busy. Those were the security checks. They faced their work. Doctors were at work. The air controller was at work. Everybody was working. They were not putting headphones and singing. Give me another one. Anyway, and I said to myself that there are some people that the virtue of their work, they don't go on this kind of holidays. They don't. If they do, there'll be a lot of trouble. That would mean if you're a preacher of the gospel, you need to ask yourself, how essential is my work? How essential is my duty? Tomorrow I'll be talking about pastoring churches and things like that, so I believe many of you would listen to it. You know, sometimes you think, I'm not a pastor yet. Doesn't make sense. You do not learn war during war. You learn it before it comes. Is that not true? Very good. There are things you will learn to prepare yourself for when it comes up. So I said, so it means there are some things that you can't take a leave of. Security people can't go on break. So everybody, the government declares public holiday for everybody. Security people, you can leave. Air traffic controllers, you can go home. Doctors, you don't bother. Everybody should just go. Traffic controllers in Lagos or any part of Nigeria, you can go home. Those who clean the streets, go home. Nepal, those ones, I don't know whether there's an issue, but then, go home! I think it's PHCN. It's just, they said problem has changed name or something. Go home! Everybody should go home! The president said, I also want to rest! But it goes. I said, let me appeal to Boko Haram. You know, it's holiday. Please choose to try and take holiday. All of you thieves and robbers, try and understand this is a season of love. Don't rob anybody. I want to appeal to everybody. Evil people, just suspend it in January 2nd. Let us all enjoy our lives. In fact, by your announcement alone, you have prompted them to wreak havoc. In other words, there are some people, there are some things that demand 100% concentration. Now today, I just want to share one important fact with us, and I'll continue tomorrow. Paul says, exercise yourself. What part of your life as a preacher you can't even afford to go on a break? I'll quickly talk about it and I'll continue tomorrow. The leading of the Spirit. You must exercise yourself. The word exercise yourself there means train yourself. Can you imagine? You train yourself. How many of you do personal exercises? Just pretend like you do it to raise your hands, no problem. Just personal exercises. You jog, you walk, you gym. Some people, no matter the gym that they do, nothing changes. Their state of being is eternal life. But you take it upon yourself. Exercise yourself. Train yourself unto godliness. So I'm going to start tonight and I'll continue tomorrow. Train yourself to listen to the Spirit of God. Train yourself. It's a training that you need to embark upon. Look at it like the personal exercises that people undertake. Train yourself. You should ask yourself a basic question as a pastor, a minister of the gospel. In fact, as a believer serving in the house of God, how often do I need to listen and heed the Spirit of God? How often? I thought I was talking to somebody. How often? You know, some people, the only time they seek the supernatural is on marriage. If you want to get people to pray and hear God, let it be on marital issues. I know what I'm saying because I've been counseling married people for a while, or people that want to marry, and if you just tell them, sister, you have to fast. No problem, sir. Prayer. You do 21 days, sister. No problem, sir. Because it's a problem. You get people commit themselves to such kind of things. Sometimes when people come to me and talk to me about this is problem, and I see that they have gone around, I add to their punishment. I say, you do 14 days. I know they'll say, yes, it's to punish you for going around. Say, the Lord is saying that there's no way he doesn't want to see you until 21 days fasting. That's what the Lord is saying right now. Say, hey, yes, after 21 days, we'll find out whether he's ready. Anyway, you exercise yourself, train yourself. We're talking about, we're going to sleep early today. Some of you say, yay! What a shame. So you thought this was punishment? You can't see beyond your nose. You train yourself. You train yourself. You exercise yourself. If you cannot discipline the flesh, you cannot listen to the Spirit of God. Because divine guidance always struggles with the flesh. Always. If you are given to uncontrolled appetites, sleep, food. Sleep can land you in trouble. Food, talking. Some people have uncontrolled appetite for sex. Movies. You are looking for trouble. Then you exercise yourself. Train yourself. Let me say this. If your pastor in church is teaching you to pray and asking you to attend prayer meetings, making it compulsory for you, that's good. But now you have a duty to now impose the same thing on yourself. Until you do it yourself, you have not gotten it. If you leave World Changers Conference and the next thing in your mind is to go and rest till next year, you may not attend next year. You will look for every reason to not attend. And if you do, you come Tuesday evening. You know why? Because you were not exercising yourself. Take it upon yourself to train yourself. Like I always say, there is a training of the spirit. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't fake it. No matter how many books you write, if you don't have it, you don't have it. No matter how many Facebooks you put out, if you don't have it, you don't have it. No matter how many seminars you try to preach, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Exercise yourself. When you train yourself, you put yourself under hardship, personally. What is fasting? Can you imagine people are doing argument whether fasting is New Testament or Old Testament? No, it's Last Testament. Forget story. Is it wrong to discipline your appetite for food? What kind of argument is that? Some arguments are as poor and stupid as it goes. Is it wrong to discipline yourself? I'm asking a question. I say, you know what? I'll stay off food for a while. I want to discipline my flesh. Forget story. You are training yourself. Your mind, listen to me, your mind has distractions around it. Even in this meeting, there'll be somebody, while God is trying to get some things across you, there'll be a friend of you just wants to gist with you. There'll be somebody who wants to talk about some things with you. There'll be things, somebody's trying to call you. Somebody's, you're trying to read. That's just life. You will now have to discipline yourself. And say no. I know some of you are itching to post on Facebook. Your hand is moving. You're saying, hey. If this man sees my post, I'm the next sermon. You are right. My eyes going to and fro the earth, looking for whom to devour. This is, stay up, just discipline yourself. You know, it's just something you can do. Train yourself on the godliness. Paul says he has a promise of the life that now is. And that which is to come. Exercise yourself. Put yourself under training. Then let there be times in the week you take time off food. Let there be times you discipline yourself in sleep. I know I get back from work late, but I make sure one day in the week I will deprive myself of sleep and stay up late to study God's word and pray. It's called training. You will get used to it. Listen to me. You always go in the direction of the appetites you created for yourself. There is no appetite that came with you, either from the kingdom of darkness, or is there something you trained yourself for? Most of people cannot stay in a room for one day and not call anybody. They feel like they are running mad. Just stay here. And all you will do is read. Just read your Bible and pray. That's all you will do. Only, I just want to have my phone in case. Put it off. No, I know. I'll put it on silent mode. Put it off. The world won't stop. because your phone is off. And the whole world now do an analysis of CNN. We are looking for those who are so person. As who? That's how life is. Some people that want to kill themselves over their work. God forbid, as we say, if you are no more, your office owes you 1 hour, is it 1 minute of silent treatment? Or what's it called? Silent treatment, what's it called? Is it a silent treatment? Eh? 1 minute silent, is it the same? Is it not silent treatment? And then they say, wow. Do you know, almost 24 hours, they'll get someone to replace you. That's how life is. So, you know, train yourself. Exercise yourself. I'm sharing on, train yourself to listen to the Spirit of God. I can't get into details tonight, but I'll just start off. Train yourself. There's too much, just be targeting. Doing deduction. Where is the supernatural part of pastoring? Where you are actually listening to the Spirit of God. Many of us are taking over the work of the Holy Spirit, and we call it pastoring. The work of the Holy Spirit. As a pastor, as a fellowship leader, when last did you wait on the Lord? To know what the Spirit of God wants you to do in that congregation. Things he wants to tell you. We'll go into details tomorrow, like I said. Train yourself. Train yourself to study. Train yourself to listen to the word. Well, I was trained like that. When I was in University of Illinois, I used to go to Rema Chapel. Reverend George would preach from morning till evening. It was just something we saw. You'll be there. Because that was just a training. We didn't even know that there's coming a time it's going to look like training. It was just normal. Just a training. As a younger Christian, they will take us to Youth Foundation to go to Fidelity, and we'll be there all day praying. As a secondary school boy, we'll be there all day. There was no ministry on my mind though. We'll be there praying all day, and they'll make us fast. All sorts. Who just fast? Just stay under the tree. As you are praying, don't be looking at the tree. How many fruit on these things have? And you do 3 days. And you are praying. And they call you. Oh yeah, go and study the Bible. And then, in fact, it used to be very interesting. Because after praying, the Nazarene boys, you come out in the morning. And you see all those beautiful sisters, the way they really are. Sorry, I mean, that's just the truth. We just come and say, come on, come on. Uncle say, come on like that, come on like that. Yeah? And you come on like that. And you start praying. I said, are you see some people? They have two kinds of makeup. One natural, one spiritual. Train yourself. You train yourself to pray. You have to impose training on yourself. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. Do you know you can choose to let go of legitimate desires? Self-control. What's self-control? Self-control is to delay immediate gratification. Okay? For a more noble purpose. You delay immediate gratification. For a more nobler purpose. Immediate gratification. Something that you want now. You said no. I just choose not to do it now. If for anything, to have control over yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself. Train yourself to receive directions from God. Train yourself. Put it upon yourself. If there's something you should leave World Changers Conference 2016 with, it's an experience that makes you know have received from God in the place of prayer. The old timers who say, hold on to God, stay in the place of prayer, push it. You should travel there till you hear from God. I think he's still very healthy today. Hallelujah. Stay there. Pray. Take time and pray. You sense in your heart that God is prompting your spirit as a pastor, as a minister of the gospel, what to do with the flock. You just stay there and begin to pray. Don't start calling people. Hey, what do you think? Even calling people must be with direction. Because if you call the wrong person, you are in trouble. You get the wrong counsel like this, you are finished. Game over. So you must, even seeking counsel must be supernaturally led. You just go and talk to the wrong person. Train yourself. Know how to stay in the place of prayer. We are in a fast forward generation. Someone wants to take a decision over ministry, over career, over marriage, and then quickly you just want 24 hours. Why 24 hours? Why can't you spend months on it? Why 24 hours? Why can't you wait? Train yourself. Why must it be now? One thing I detest doing, and I learned it over time, I detest responding to things immediately, except it's necessary. But my children know me, I'll say, let's talk about it later. In fact, they'll rehearse it for me. Daddy, I'll say, I know what you are going to say. Let us talk about it later. I say, exactly. Don't put me under pressure. Let me think very well. Later. You say you can take your time, think through it, prayerfully consider what you are doing. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. James 1:19. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be slow to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. There's nothing making you do something quickly. Even the Lord that said, I come quickly. How quick is this quickly? So don't put yourself under pressure. And don't let anybody put you under pressure. Don't let any family put you under pressure. Don't let any cousin put you under pressure. Don't let any relative put you under pressure. Take your time. Are you still praying about it? Yes, sir. Are you still praying about it? Yes, ma. Train yourself. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Many things we rush to achieve in life. After achieving them, we find out that there was no reason for the rush after all. Life always comes in the cycle of itself. Just give yourself to listening. Be patient. One thing I'm going to close on tonight is this. And put this as a priority for yourself. Go and work on your listening. Play for me, I close. Work on your listening. Let it start with how you listen when people talk to you. When someone talks to you, ask yourself after, what did he say? What did he mean? When you are in church, learn the art and the act of preaching the message back to yourself. It will help you later in life. It will be a valuable heart and training. Learn to listen. In Mark 4:24, Jesus says, take heed what you hear that you hear. The measure that you meet is what comes back to you. Amplified says, the measure of thought and study you give to what you hear, is a measure of the virtue that is returned back to you. What you cannot remember is not useful for you. And what you have not paid attention to cannot work for you. You must learn to listen. You must be patient enough to remember everything you were told. I always tell people, even those who walk around me, I say, look, if something is not clear, ask again. It is better to be slow than to, in hurry, go and make an error. Listen. Ask questions. If there's something from the Lord that is not clear to you, pray again. Are you following what I'm saying? Did you hear what I'm saying? Pray again. Don't let another pastor friend tell you, this is what is working. Let's do it together. Don't put yourself in trouble. There are things I will not do in 10 years. Not that I don't have the capacity to do them, but I will not. Not that it's even wrong to do it now. I just wouldn't. There's just something in the will and plan of God called patience. Long suffering. Delaying things. Go and read the epistles very well. There is more instructions to the patient to delay, to hold on, than to do something now. Train yourself that way. Some people have never learned the heart of waiting. It has destroyed too many things. We'll sing a song. We'll close tonight. And we'll be up by 4 a.m. Don't forget, in your different chariot locations. We want to pray the Pauline prayers. A whole lot tomorrow. Are you ready for that? Just pray the Pauline prayers. When I lived for Brother Higgin in 1994, I began to, late 93, 94, I began to pray the Pauline prayers a lot. I remember one particular night, I prayed the Pauline prayers from one evening to the other evening. Pray the Pauline prayers for yourself. Hallelujah. Learn to wait. Learn to be patient. You don't have to get married next year. There's nothing written in the spirit that says so. Calm down. You don't have to travel tomorrow. Relax. There are too many things that we think have to be done now. Wait a bit. Ken Hagin used to say this, and I believe it so much, that it's better to be slower than God than to be faster and ahead of Him. Don't let anyone push you into trouble. Don't let peer pressure cause you to do something you would not have done. Don't even be friends with anyone that puts you under pressure to perform. Ask all my friends. I don't put any friend under pressure to perform. And nobody can ever put me under pressure. One dear friend of mine, a pastor in South Africa, was talking to me about standard of ministry. In 1998, that's how we started following standard of ministry. Standard of ministry, flyer, everything. We started owing money all over the place. Standard of ministry. We do flyer. They say the flyer is, this is not the excellent model. We tear the whole thing. After a while, I said, boss, hold your standards. Thank you. If it is photocopy that we have, we will do it. And since we walk, amen. That's it. Forget your standard of ministry. Don't put me under pressure. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Lord, You show me every day as You teach me in Your way, that You do just what You say in Your time. Sing that song. In Your time.